Thank you. I'm thankful to the OHCHR for giving me this opportunity to participate in this consultation both morning and now. I wanted to use this time to actually highlight an issue which I think has been missing from the human rights debate, especially in the mental health sector. While the CRPD and other human rights documents talk about vulnerable groups, including groups marginalized by gender, sexual orientation, and race, little attention has been devoted to intersectionality. The human rights discourse has also ignored the issue of caste discrimination in South Asia and its intersectionality with gender, sexual orientation, and mental health in the South Asian context. You know, Patricia Collins' definition of intersectionality, which is that inequality is based on factors such as race, gender, class, sexuality, age, ethnicity, and caste, are interconnected and shape a person's health and well-being, is actually very relevant to mental health, and human rights discourse has not really fully engaged with this perspective on intersectionality. Intersectionality will provide us with a lens to understand the specific as well as varied experiences and harms that are faced by marginalized and excluded communities, which sharpens our focus on how these combination of determinants produce specific experiences and outcomes for communities, which is beyond a simple additive effect. Intersectionality is fundamentally linked to power, working at different levels, and human bodies are the site where intersectionalities of various forms of oppression work. I hope the OHCHR will engage with and examine the role of intersectionality in both the cause of mental health as well as the recovery from mental health conditions. The OHCHR, I feel, needs to make more efforts to engage with communities and individuals who are multiply marginalized due to the intersectionality of mental health with gender, race, class, caste, language, or sexual orientation. For example, a vast majority of the people live in Africa and Asia, but their voices and their priorities are poorly represented at the global level when decisions are made that may have profound effects on their lives. Even when there is representation from places like Asia and Africa, it tends to be tokenistic and frequently by privileged elites from those very societies. All too often, people who are by an accident of history have access to events at the UN, such as this one, claim to then speak on behalf of those who do not enjoy such access. I also acknowledge that I belong to a very privileged group. You know, I'm heterosexual, male, doctor from a high social class and caste, and a fluent English speaker. I'm heartened to know that the WHO is in the process of issuing a guidance on policy and strategic actions to protect and promote mental health and well-being. This is an important practical step to promote the rights of persons with mental health conditions. I would also recommend that the WHO engage more meaningfully with the concept of intersectionality to better protect and promote the rights of historically marginalized communities, be they gender, race, caste, or sexual orientation, to just name a few. Thank you.